For the Athletic Podcast Network, this is The Update. I'm Adam Copeland. On today's show, we'll talk to Marcus Thompson about the threat. Yeah, we're calling it a threat that the Oakland A's made and Major League Baseball to the city of Oakland about finalizing a deal for a brand new stadium at the Howard Terminal sometime before the city council takes their hiatus or their break in mid-July. Questionable whether or not they're going to agree to do this. Marcus Thompson had a great piece last week saying if the A's want to leave, they can go. We'll talk to Marcus Thompson about a potential professional sports reset in the city of Oakland and what the legitimate chances are of the A's staying, as well as getting that brand new stadium built. All things we can talk to Marcus about, who joins me next. Today is Monday, May 17th. Always fun talking with Marcus Thompson. We could talk to Marcus about basically anything, but we're going to dive into some of the A's stuff here. Marcus, you had a great piece last week about the A's where you basically were like, man, if they're going to come to the table and say, you better give us a ballpark and $855 million for this brand new ballpark city we want to build at Howard Terminal, you were simply like, take a walk, man. Kick rocks. We don't have that kind of money. Is that, you think, the general thought of people in Oakland right now, or is there a big push to try to get this thing done from the people of Oakland?
I think inside of Oakland, the residents are like, first off, what are we talking about? Because people are dealing with all kind of other stuff and they think about baseball, right? And I think about the A's. We have a major housing crisis. We have people who are struggling to find work. We've got people who are trying to get their lives back in order. So it's just really us sports fans, right? And local officials, right, who are trying to figure out what's best. I also think there's some fatigue with this team. You know, we've heard this for years. That's why I'm like, bye. If you feel like you could go somewhere else, let's see you do it. Go ahead. Kick rocks and see if you can actually land somewhere. Because we've heard Fremont and San Jose and San Antonio and Portland and Sacramento and every other place you could imagine. And somehow they still here in this crappy stadium that they can't stand. So if you want us, I'm saying us because I'm a voter and taxpayer here. If you want us to just hand you over the money without any sort of due diligence or you go threaten to leave, then hey, how about you just bounce then? Because we'll be fine. And we got a lot of stuff to deal with other than making sure the owner who's worth $3.6 billion can up that to five.
Well, I'm with you. I heard this, you know, the other day that they decide, and really this is Major League Baseball and the Oakland A's kind of putting the pressure on Oakland and saying, we're going to try to call you out. We're going to paint you into a corner and make you decide whether or not you want to keep the only professional sports team here. And I'm with you. I kind of looked around. I was like, boy, read the room. Also, the ball's on Major League Baseball and the A's in the middle of a pandemic when Libby Schaff the other day put out her budget proposal and she's talking about adding things like, you know, the first ever homeless encampment cleaning crew that can come through and try to keep the streets of Oakland clean while also supporting these people who are in the middle of this housing crisis. The ball's on them to look around and say, yeah, we want a stadium. This isn't 1960. This isn't, we'll build a stadium and we'll create a whole bunch of jobs. The 49ers, the Raiders, the Giants went and got this thing done. I know Vegas and the Raiders is a little bit different, which is why they left, but no public money for the 49ers and for the Giants. It was done much differently.
Or the Warriors.
That's the other one I'm thinking about. So what gives? What's the sort of puff their chest out? We're going to put Oakland to kind of paint them into a corner and make this decision. Where do they get off and why do they think that this is going to work?
This is the interesting dynamic about Oakland. And I think because we have had owners who've been entrenched here, they're having a hard time transitioning with the city. People like John Fisher, people like Rob Manfred, who don't know really about this area, they still see Oakland as some type of small market, right? They still see this team or this area as, you know, a struggle, right? They still remember the Oakland that had this reputation of violence and you don't want to be here. And they haven't caught up. They don't realize where they are. It's the new owners who realize where they are. Mark Davis didn't get it. He didn't get it. He thought Oakland was wrong for not giving him $650 million or whatever he got. But fairness to him, he found another spot and he bounced. All right, Mark Davis, we'll holla. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went and got his money. So go ahead. But it's the failure to see that you're not in a struggle market. People here are paying $4,000 in rent, right? People here can't live here, so they're moving to the outskirts. This is a baller spot. This is one of the best markets in the country. You can't come here acting all impoverished, right? Like, people here break bread. So I think that's the big problem. Fisher for years have treated his team like it was in, you know, somewhere in Mississippi and taking revenue checks and can't afford to keep players and all that. We're a small market. But that's actually not the truth in the Bay Area. And people like the Giants, people like Joe Lacob, they saw like, man, if we make this happen, we're going to bubble here because this area is lit, right? So I feel like that's the disconnect right there. The old school owners who remember when you could fleece the city and get them to do all this and, you know, all that, they still think that's the Oakland we're dealing with. They have not connected to the part where, hey, Oakland is this new, like, thriving city, and it's bubbling, and it's prosperous, and it's being gentrified, and there's a lot of money here, and they just don't see it. He doesn't see it. If he saw that he's going to make $5 billion, I think he'd be fine spending $2 billion. I don't think he sees it. Otherwise, he's just super cheap, and he wants to make $5 billion off $500 million, and that's just typical greed.
I mean, this is the same owner who didn't want to pay minor leaguers last year when we weren't going to have a minor
league baseball. Man, he just offered Marcus Semien a layaway deal. Like, what are we talking about? They want the city to rush and give him $900 million. Like, that's what this is about. Like, this is all a negotiation, right? They're trying to negotiate. They went into this weak little Rob Manfred ploy, which Alex Coffey from The Athletic reported they been had that ace in the hole and were waiting to pull it. They pulled it at the wrong time. They didn't realize it was a weak move anyway. And this is part of their negotiations. Even Libby Schaff, the mayor, is like, hey, man, we're glad to start talking this money. But that's the crazy part. Nobody was like really going nuts about their proposal, which they just put out 2 weeks ago. It was like, this is kind of high. But the idea of revitalizing the waterfront is a big deal. So if there's a way the city could benefit, this doesn't have to be just the team benefiting. I think that's why people are willing to see it and willing to listen and hear about it. That's why, according to reports, at least four of the city council members are on board, which means Libby Schaff is the tiebreaker. She's on board. So it's like, that's why they actually have some support. And then they go try to trick it off by trying to be bullies. Like, I don't think they understand the kind of clout they have. If they had built a champion, all right, right? If this was a winner and, you know, everybody loved the A, all right. But that's not what they have. I think they puffed their chest out prematurely.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. You know what's funny, and you're talking about revitalizing that waterfront area and the Howard Terminal. Every time you talk about gentrification in Oakland, you know what I think about is that scene in Blindspotting when he looks out the window, and I think he might be sitting in the car, and he looks out the window, and there's that dude who rides by on the bicycle with the high handlebars. He's got like the wireframe glasses and the curly cue mustache, like he's working at a coffee shop somewhere or something. That's the guy I think about every time I think about Oakland gentrification.
That's what they should be talking about. So instead of getting Rob Manfred to act like he's going to actually take the team out of Oakland, they need to be talking about why, yo, you're not going to lose the port jobs, you think. Here's how we're going to stop this from gentrifying West Oakland. Here's how we're going to make sure you're not just getting a bunch of seasonal low-wage jobs and people can have careers. They do have some of these talking points, right? Like, we're going to use union workers, etc. But double down on that. That should be your campaign. That's your marketing statement. Here's the concerns. Let's address them so we can get this done. But instead, they try to act like the girlfriend or the boyfriend who's packing up his bags and is like, okay, I'm going to leave, when really all I want you to do is stop him at the door.
Be like, baby, don't go. Don't go. Yeah. Please don't go.
And Copes, you know how you handle that, right?
You walk like, out the door.
See you.
Later. And then they turn around and they go, wait, what?
Then they get to the car, like, come back, like, why are you tripping?
I forgot my phone. I forgot my keys. They come back knocking
on
the door.
You know what this is? Yeah. That's why I'm like, bye. I'm about to go back to playing video games if you want to act like you really leaving.
You know, during the pandemic, we're watching all these classic games. We had no sports for so long. I was watching that 20th consecutive win, right? You go back to Scott Hatterberg.
Scott Hatterberg, baby.
2001. The stadium is rocking. It's crazy. And it didn't take the 20-game win streak to fill the stadium. People were coming out for playoff games. It was lit. I was there for a 2002 Division Series game against the Twins. Had to sit in the third deck. Not a tarped-off third deck, a wide-open third deck. So I'm wondering, What happened in that time? I know the Giants go and win world championships, but that's a decade later. Why did fans stop showing up to Oakland A's games? And even if they were to get the ballpark built, I think there'd be that sort of new shine, that new feel. Like, yeah, let's get out to the yard. Let's check this thing out. It's a brand new ballpark. But can they keep that draw coming just because of a new ballpark anyway?
I mean, they got to invest in the team. What happened was Jason Giambi goes to the Yankees for the money. They don't keep Miguel Tejada, right? Just like they didn't keep Mulder and Zito, right? Like, whenever these guys get good, they leave. And they ended up paying the wrong guy. They paid Eric Chavez, and he ended up hurt, right? And this keep happening, right? They'll find one guy, they'll throw him, you know, a little bit, and then, you know, they'll raise up some prospects. The prospects will get really good, and then they'll go get paid, right? They trade Yoenis Cespedes, right? They get Josh Donaldson up out of here. So every time you fall in love with a player, they ship him out because they don't want to pay him. That's what's happening. I think it's been proven this place will draw for baseball. But if you look at the heyday, what was it? It was Eckersley. It was McGuire. It was Ricky Henderson, right? It was players who people fell in love with. That's baseball. That's baseball. What do the Giants have? They got Posey. They have Bumgarner, right? Like, that's baseball. Like, it's the players. And they think it's the laundry. Like, nah, like, you want to fall in love with the player and he's going to be around. That just doesn't happen with the A's. You don't even know what jersey to get. Everybody knows Matt Chapman is gone, right? Like, this is what it is. So how can you develop that connection? Like, how can you do that? That's what the A's haven't done. And I think if they would have done that, that's what they were saying. We're going to win a championship. We got a 5-year plan, right, to win a championship and get a stadium. And the plan didn't work. If they had been doing this, keeping players, keeping this, I think the groundswell to keep the A's would be way larger. But as it is now, what people wanted to keep the Raiders, but what was the thing about the Raiders? Be like, dude, you don't even win nothing.
Guess what? Won anything? Yeah.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Like, we out, man. All right, you ain't even win nothing. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you, the way to get put the pressure is not through some political agenda. You want people to get mad and really pressure the politicians? You got to at least be good enough to matter. And I think that's the problem the A's have had. They have forgot how to matter in the area that's ready for them to matter. That's where the vision of the owner comes in. You got to be able to see if we win and we have a new stadium, here's what it's going to be. I'm not a billionaire. I can't go break bread and do it, right? But anybody can see, like, yo, this team barely keeps its players, playing in a dump, and hasn't really competed for a championship. And somehow they're still the lovable A's, right? So it's like, if you just build on that, you'd have something. If they're worth $5 billion in 10 years, like the Warriors, they bought the team for $450, ended up being worth $5 billion, which kind of raised the price for everybody, right? The Minnesota Timberwolves just sold for $1.5 billion. Think about that. 11 years after the Warriors sell for $450 million, the Timberwolves sell for $1.5 billion. The Timberwolves, who ain't won nothing, who ain't been good, just sold for $1.5 billion. So what is it that they see that makes them say, we're going to make money off this $1.5 billion? So to not be able to see that you could really profit in the number six market in the country, in a place where we're known to support baseball, right? If you can't see you're going to make money, the Warriors are worth more than the Lakers right now. If you can't see that, and you're going to look back and say, we held this whole thing up for $855 million. Like, what are we talking about? If he just paid $2 billion, the stadium is up and he's going to make five. But he's got to see that. I can't, like, he's got to see it. The whole thing is going to get held up for $855 million. That's not thinking like a person who has the vision it takes. And modern sports takes that. Partly the reason why I'm like, y'all need to go is because we need a reset on sports in Oakland. We need to start over. Raiders gone, Warriors gone. I firmly believe eventually some of these teams are going to be like, wait a second. This is the number six market and it's wide open and nobody's there. I got bread. Hold on. I got money. We need a reset because these people are seeing Oakland as this like second rate city. And I'm sorry, people are paying $4,000 in rent. Ain't nothing second rate about that.
You're totally right. It's about having an owner who has his finger on the pulse and understands. And kind of, if we're talking comparison and you went NBA here, I'll just say this on the way out. It kind of feels a lot like Chris Cohan. It was like, give us an owner who's going to care about the people in the building, who care about the fans that are showing up and the players that are here that are good. You got to keep your great players, not letting them walk out the door. I mean, the ball's on Billy Beane to say after they traded Yoenis Cespedes, yeah, give away those T-shirts that say Cespedes on the back. Remember that? They had a T-shirt giveaway and they gave away anyway. He was like, yeah, whatever. Give them away. It's T-shirt day. So anyway, appreciate the time today, Marcus. We'll catch up with you later, man. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Great stuff from Marcus. He makes a lot of really good points about buying into the players themselves. It's not about the laundry. It's about the players on the team. And he's right. That's what baseball is all about, having that connection to players that you know and that you love, even when the team is not performing well. And talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves selling for over $1 billion, Sam Cassell, Wally Szczerbiak, Kevin Garnett, they're not walking through that door, yet still funding tons of value out in Minnesota. There should be a professional baseball team in Oakland, and it should be one of the crown jewels of Major League Baseball, being that there's a rich history in that city and a rich history with that franchise. Thank you to Marcus. Thank you to Brian. Thank you to you, the listener. If you're enjoying the podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe to us wherever it is you're listening. We're happy to bring you the best stories in Bay Area sports. Get this, the NBA playoffs starting up this week. How far can the Warriors go with this play-in tournament? All things we can discuss as we plow our way through the NBA playoffs in the coming weeks. Until Wednesday, enjoy the week. We'll talk to you then.